Hello, church family. This is Marilyn Mitchell, and I'm the Women's Ministry Director for New Vision's Buchanan Campus. And today we're in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And I'll be reading in the English Standard Version. And it says this: Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief, for you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Well, friends, if you are a fellow Christ follower, then I pray that your heart, that my heart, that our hearts are those who are doing this, who are encouraging one another and building one another up. The world is full of enough people that are trying to tear us down, and we within the body of Christ should be those who are pursuing encouragement and unity and the building up of the body of Christ for the glory of his kingdom. So I pray that that's where this finds us this morning. But this is a challenging passage. It's a difficult a passage. It's admonitions that Paul is giving to the Thessalonians that have some difficult topics in them, right? And so there's a real contrast here, a very dramatic contrast between believers and unbelievers. And so, friends, I want to acknowledge that as we go into this. You know, a lot of times we're taking this kind of position of us as believers, but the reality is some of you may not know, right? Some of you may be struggling and you're not sure of your salvation. And so I want to address both sides of this equation, because it's a serious one. And I think that's why Paul wants to encourage the believers about this, about the importance of them being awake and alert so that they are not caught off guard. You know, there's not much I hate more in the world than being caught off guard. I know that's probably an unfortunate and unpleasing characteristic of my personality or of who I am, but I just hate to be caught off guard. I always say, and I feel like, you know, I can handle anything if I know, right? If I understand why it's happening, or if I know that it's coming, I can prepare for that. But when I just get completely sideswiped by life, that is just such a frustrating place to be. And maybe you can feel that as well. And I really think that's kind of what Paul's addressing here. He's saying, listen, as believers, for believers, we should be able to see that through these times and these seasons, as we anticipate the coming of the Lord, the return of Jesus Christ, we should understand that we don't need to be informed of this. We should already know, and we should already be aware of the signs and indicators of the return of Christ. And that will keep us from being caught off guard, from being sideswiped, from just running along, skipping down the lane, believing that all is well, only to find, you know, the tsunami take us away. And that's really, truly the intensity of what Paul is talking about here. He says, you, as believers, are fully aware that the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night. And what I want to say is, we could spend some time debating whether this was relevant to the believers in the time that Paul sent it, since well over 2,000 years have passed, and that day of the Lord, Christ's return to earth, has not yet occurred. But friend, don't get hung up there, because each of us in and of ourselves, and these verses refer to it as well, whether we are awake, meaning alive, or asleep, meaning have already passed, we have this hope to live with him. But we also have that potential for wrath if we are not Christ followers. So the reality of wrath and or the reality of life with Christ exists in each of us whether we are alive or whether we have already died. And so while we may not know the hour or the day that the Lord will return, we also do not know the day or the hour that we might return to him, right? And so that's the reason for this urgency is absolutely, we do not want to lose sight that Christ is coming back. But even if that were to be yet another 2,000 years from now, each of us is still accountable. Each of us will have our own reckoning, so to speak, in the passing of our own lives. So that's an important thing to consider, is not get too caught up on this idea of trying to count times and seasons, because Jesus has already told us, the scripture has already made us aware that we don't know that day or that hour, but we do know it's coming. And it says, those who don't know it's coming, it's going to come on them like labor pains come on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. If you have never experienced labor pains, I can give you firsthand experience of knowledge that once they come, they just keep on coming and you cannot escape. I remember my first pregnancy, I was younger, of course, and I was determined to do it without any kind of intervention like epidurals or any kind of pain relief. I regretted that decision once it got past the point of no return, because it is insane the way that pain just comes and comes and comes. And in the beginning, you might have these little glimpses, right? You have the contractions and you have waves, or you might have a chance to catch your breath, but at the end it comes without relent. You cannot escape. And I remember praying to Jesus just out loud, screaming like, God, if you could just give me 5 seconds to catch my breath, I could do this. But the reality is, the wrath of the Lord, we cannot escape that if we refuse to put our hope and our trust and our belief in Christ. And so it's so serious. And so Paul's making that contrast. But we, if we are believers, we are children of the light, children of the day. We are not doomed to that wrath. We are not doomed to the darkness as those who do evil and dark things, right? And this idea of sleep at night and drink at night, it's, again, don't get too caught up in the literalness. Obviously, we need sleep. God designed our bodies to work best with sleep. So he's not saying don't sleep, but we can understand that he's talking about from a spiritual point of view. We cannot be indifferent. We cannot be ambivalent. We cannot fall asleep at the wheel, so to speak, because these things are coming, and they're coming for each of us. Each and every one of us does not know the day or the hour that the Lord might choose to call us home. Right? And we also do not know the day or the hour that he might choose to return to this earth in glory. So we are to be those who belong to the day, who belong to the light, who live in soberness and alertness, who have put on the very armor of God, the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope that we have of salvation. And we are to encourage each other in the process. So I want to speak for a minute to the unbelievers or the unsure believers, I guess, that might be listening today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is a day in which God himself desires relationship with you and reconciliation to you, so much so that he gave his son to give his life on Calvary so that his blood would pay once for all the debt that none of us could ever pay, to bridge the gap, to make a way for us to be reconciled to God, for us to have this hope, this blessed eternal hope of salvation amidst all of life's difficulties and against the day of the Lord, because there is wrath coming. Our God is too good. Our God is too just. Our God is too perfect not to have a wrath for sin, unrepentant sin. But we have the hope of salvation that Christ has made a way through his blood, through his life, through his death, through his resurrection, so that we have a hope of eternity, so that we don't have to be caught asleep and unaware and swept away in his wrath. We have hope. We have encouragement, we have love, we have faith in the body of believers. So friend, if that's you today, if you're not sure, you can be sure. It is settled once for all. It's simply a matter of belief. It's trusting that God is who he says he is, will do what he says he'll do, and confessing that he is Lord. that he rose from the dead for you, for me. And so I just pray that if that's you, if you're unsure, that you would reach out to us. We have the Next Steps line, phone that's available to you. We have so many people at church on Sundays and Wednesdays and Thursdays who would love to talk to you. So I pray that you will not let this day pass if that's you. And believers, we have hope. We have a hope of our salvation, and how could we possibly keep that to ourselves? So I encourage you today and me today, I challenge us to encourage one another, to build each other up, to cease looking like the world, to cease running around in the dark, because that is not who we are. We are children of the day, we are children of the light, and we are called to embrace a life that is, instead of concerned, but comforted that the Lord is coming back, right? Knowing that his return brings ultimate deliverance and eternal life. So I pray again for both of us today, whether you're a believer, whether you're an unbeliever, it's my heart's strongest desire that we all be those who are welcoming the return of Christ and look forward to that day when we will receive the ultimate deliverance and eternal life with Christ our Lord. Be blessed.